What a great day's racing ahead coming up on Saturday at Rose Hill. Welcome to your weekly Sky Sports Radio podcast preview of the legs of the quaddie. Hobartville, what a race it is for the three-year-olds. Oh, he's still tantalising over the form, Paul Joyce. Hello to you, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Yes, you're right. Look, this is a real autumn meeting and we're getting stuck into it now. Some terrific races, some good clashes coming up, and look, it's a quaddy that I think will be rewarded if we can get through it. So let's hope we have a bit of luck and get a good dividend.
All right. Well, nine races, obviously. So let's start with race six, the Parramatta Advertiser Cup. Show a Star Scratch from this one to run earlier in the 1500. For a 1900-metre race, how does it set up?
Yeah, there's a bit of speed in the race, actually. Supply and Demand and Singing. Singing has been leading and winning of late, but Supply and Demand may not want to hand up from that inside gate. So they're the two that should pair up in front. Test of Shadow perhaps keeps them honest. And I think the On Pacers will be very hard to get past looking at their form. So for the quaddy, I've gone 4, 1, 3, and 9. So we've got the favourite Singing on top. He's very hard not to have on top. He's got three ones next to his name. Two of those were at Doomben, but then he came down and won the Gosford Cup, which really franked that sort of winning form. And he bolted in that day, holding off Red Excitement to win by three lengths and doing it basically from the front. He's just in rare form. Chris Lee seems to have worked him out. He was a horse that took a long time for Chris to work out, but now that he's got him going, I think he's clearly the horse to beat, and he seems to love these good tracks. His last three wins have all been on top of the ground. Now, number one, Supply and Demand. He's a class runner, and he's actually well in here with 58 kilos, considering he carried 61 last time he went around and ran second there behind Show a Star. So I think he's got to be the danger here. I know he's been up for a long time and he's been everywhere up and down the seaboard, but I do think he's the testing material to Singing. Now, number three, Orvray, for our good mate Richard Friedman. If he can cause an upset here, it'll be cheering home in the quaddy, because his first up run over the mile at Warwick Farm suggested he's going to win more races this prep. Maybe I'm going one run too early, but I'm going to throw him in at the double figure odds. And number nine, Karzoff. I think if, of the lightweights, of the horses on 53, I think Karzoff's the pick of them. He could perhaps step up to the grade here. It is a massive rise in class, but I think he's the one horse that can handle it. So we'll go 4, 1, 3, and 9 in the opener.
4, 1, 3, and 9, Singing to continue on its winning way. We move to race seven, and what a race it is, Paul. The Hobartville Stakes for the three-year-olds. We've had plenty of discussion during the week. Kemantari, Parata, can it take that step? I spoke to Greg Hickman back on Tuesday morning on Racing HQ, and we spoke about the setup of the race with set weights and the ratings of the horses. He wasn't overly concerned with Parata's rating of 94, meeting like Kemantari at 98, and Trapeze Artist with a rating of 106 on level weights. He still feels his horse is right up to it.
Yeah, he sure, and so he should. You know, it's just, this time of year, you'll often hear me talk about these ratings, won't you, Andrew, when we're looking at set weights races. But for three-year-olds, it's a little bit different, particularly, you know, we're still relatively early into the season for three-year-olds. So there's a lot of movement to happen run to run. So it's not as important as it would be, say, in a weight for age race with older horses, where their patterns and their forms are well established. So he's fair enough to consider himself a chance. And I've got him in the quaddy here. I went 3, 2, and 4 for the quaddy, so nothing too surprising. 3 Kemantari on top. The race is going to map differently than the Eskimo Prince, where we had a big result on Kemantari when they went quickly up in front and Glenn Schofield sat back and pounced on them. I think this race will be run at a little bit more of a muddling tempo, which may not suit Kemantari. But by the same token, I'm watching his replay again last night, looking at the times he ran. It was just something else that went in the Eskimo Prince, and I can't seriously not put him on top again. So 3 Kemantari on top of 2 Trapeze Artist, who we also had a good result on in the Expressway. So we've got a couple of horses we've made some money off. I think Trapeze Artist gets a better run in transit. I think he'll put himself up on the speed and could get some soft sectionals. He won the Golden Rose over this track and distance, so it's very hard to not have him on top either. But at the end of the day, I thought, which horse would I put my money on if it came to the crunch? And I'd have to put it on Kemantari. So 3 to beat 2. And Piorata, well, he's got to go into the quaddy, because if there's going to be an upset, it's not even going to be a big upset. He won the Magic Millions three-year-old in super fashion. He should have won all four starts up in Brisbane. So how do you leave him out of a quaddy? So it's 3, 2, and 4. A little bit low to lead out the likes of Ace High and probably D'Argento, but I just think those other three are that much better than them. So it's 3, 2, and 4.
Righto. What a race it'll be at 4:25 there on Saturday. Race 8 is the Schweppes here. Pick Me Up, number 16, which was a third emergency, has come out of the race. Over 1,100 here, large field. And a few of these that normally have pace have drawn a bit wide.
Yeah, they have. Memes obviously rushes forward, but Prince Famous has drawn right off the track, as you mentioned. And the other one out there is a Guard of Honour. So it'll be interesting. And even if the emergencies jump in, like you're Just the Bullets and your Salitas, well, they're going to put the pace on as well. So the pace will be on. It's an open race. I've gone as wide as I could in the quaddy. These are the numbers. 13, 11, 10, 8 and 7. So 13, 11, 10, 8, 7. 13 on top, Perizzata. Now she's nudging double figure odds. I think she's the best each way bet all day. You just look at her form. She's missed a place once from her last six starts. On that occasion, she ran fourth on a heavy track. Otherwise, she's had three wins. She ran second in the Scirocco Stakes, set weights and penalties behind Ravi. She beat Daisy Doomhome that day. And then she returned to Canberra, 61 kilos on her back. She was never really not going to win the race. She sat wide, powered home in 33.19 seconds to beat Miss Liffey. So, lovely gate. Tim Clark, 54 kilos. I love this mare. She puts in, and she's great value at around that $9 mark with tab.com.au. The 11 Hieroglyphics, I thought she was the pick of them out of the Fickle Folly race at Warwick Farm last start. She motored home there, and she meets Fickle Folly better at the weight, which is why I've got Fickle Folly in for third, because she'll get a lovely run yet again, and she just knows how to win. And then I've got the 8, New Universe. Now, worth noting here, Blinkers Go On first time, trialled in between runs, looked to trial really well to me. So for a horse that's just lost his way a touch this time in, don't be surprised if the Blinkers really sharpen him up. So we'll go 13, 11, 10, 8, and I'm throwing in the 7 Royal Tudor despite the wide gate. He was very stiff first up in the summer sprint.
Gee, it's an open betting race. Fickle Folly right now as we record this podcast on Thursday is at 5.50, Mems at 6.50, New Universe at 8, Royal Tudor at 8.50, Hieroglyphics at 9, Guard of Honour 9.50, Perizzata at $10 right now. So it just tells us it's a hard race. That's why you've gone a little bit wide, but certainly value with Perizzata.
Yeah, gone wide. And look, any of those will make the quaddy a boost the final dividend. So they're the ones we want to make sure we get. And if we can get Perizzata home, Andrew, well, I think we'll have a winning day for sure.
What about the last here? Over the 1350, we've got 12 plus 4 emergencies with this rail out at 6 metres on Saturday.
Yeah, we do a bit of speed. Bratislava, Lofty's Menu, Wild and Famous, put the pace on. And once again, if the emergencies happen to chime in, that'll also keep the speed kicking over with the likes of Level 8 and Careless. So I've gone 9, 10, 2 and 7 in the last leg of the quaddy. Number 9 on top, Satirical Magic. You can track down the latest odds on him, but he's well into double figures and I think he's worth an each-way ticket. He was in terrific form, winning 3 on the trot at Canterbury. Then he came to Rosehill over 1,100. Didn't get a lot of room behind Difficult to Get, but he lumped 61 that day and ran 4th, so that was a good effort. And then he went to Canterbury over 1,100 back to his favourite track, and he just had no luck at all in the straight and powered through the line behind Bolero, King Lake, Lugano and Viceroy. So from barrier 4, I just think he gets a lovely smother. There's a bit of speed in the race as we identified, and I think you could have an each-way ticket on Satirical Magic well into the double-figure odds. Before the quaddie, we'll also want the 10 Up and Rolling. Stunning first up win last prep at 15.50. Liked his trial coming into this, the 13.50, perhaps a touch short, but there's been a sprinkling of money for him early and I want to have him in the quaddy. Number 2, Lofty's Menu, the best weighted horse coming out of that second behind Bratislava here at Rosehill a couple of weeks ago. I've got him in, third up off a spell, looks very well placed for John Van Overmeer. And the 7, Bratislava, well, obviously he edged out Lofty's Menu, but doesn't meet him quite as well at the weights this time around. So 9, 10, 2 and 7, we're cheering Satirical Magic in the last.
Yeah, well, right now at tab.com.au, it's $15.410 the places. Again, we record this on Thursday for Satirical Magic in that last race. So how much are we, what are we getting here percentage-wise?
Yeah, we've had to stretch our budget a little bit, $24 for 10%, but I just thought it was important that we kept ourselves alive. Obviously, you'd rather get a dividend than no dividend. So $24 for 10%, and like I said, there's a couple of real value options in there. It could be a massive result. So I'd be suggesting take your quaddie, bet to your budget, and you should enjoy the afternoons of racing.
Yeah, bring it on. Hobartville, Silver Slipper early on in the day too, with some really nice two-year-olds counting down to these big Golden Slipper races. Thanks for your time, Paul. We'll talk to you live on Sky Sports Radio Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, sure will, Andrew. Looking forward to that. Thanks again.
For Matt, it was Paul Joyce in our weekly podcast preview this week for Rose Hill on Saturday.